which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Make a statement with the bold looks of the Ram 1500 Classic from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. I'm Don Rickard, inviting you to come test drive a new Ram Classic 1500, a stylish truck that lets you navigate in comfort and luxury. Don't take this Ram truck lightly. Just take the road head on with streamlined performance. Features include 395 horsepower, 1,920-pound payload capacity, and over 10,000-pound towing capacity. Designed for the doers of the world to do truck stuff on job sites when you need it, and surprisingly refined transportation when you want to haul the family in comfort and style. You get the picture. Now get the deal. You get $15,000 off any 2018 or 2019 Ram 1500 Classic truck in stock during Ram Truck Month. That's it. Right now, through February 28th, $15,000 off. That's a deal. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tag, tax, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires February 28th.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Betrayal of trust, putting national security at risk.
Monica Witt disclosed the mission of a Department of Defense classified program.
An international conference underway in Poland to discuss tensions in the Middle East.
The U.S. is hoping to increase pressure on Iran.
The head of the federal government's disaster response resigned. Brock Long's 2 years at FEMA included six major hurricanes and multiple wildfires.
Things just got monumentally worse for the president's former campaign chair. There's a chance Paul Manafort could spend the rest of his life in prison. He lied to the FBI and the grand jury.
A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on car loan payments.
President Trump signaling he could soon sign a compromise bill to keep the government open.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that.
15 years after the Mars rover Opportunity launch, the mission has finally ended.
It transformed our understanding of our planet.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome aboard, everyone. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, 272-9228. Let me check on a couple of things here. Stock market and such. Sorry, I was running a little late there. I got preoccupied. Stock market is down 33 points. Temperature outside is, let me look. No. 58 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello. And wait, happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that an awful lot. Yes. And, yeah, getting older here, big guy. Getting older. You know how that is. It,
What are you, 50?
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Hey, guess who's going to be with us 1 week from today?
Who?
In studio. Bradley Byrne.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Bradley's great.
He really is, and he's going to kind of give us the inside scoop on several things. Had a pleasant little conversation, and he said, can I be in studio? I love it when a member of Congress does that. Absolutely, Bradley. Absolutely.
I noticed him at the State of the Union, listening attentively, and always better in studio, in my opinion. So that'll be a real treat next week.
It really is going to be. It's always good to have Bradley in the studio. Okay, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, it's $60 worth of things that you put in there from Fresh Market. Have you been to Fresh Market? If not, you need to go. Because it is a great place. Somebody was asking me how do I listen to the show on the internet, and just told them, so helping everybody out. Okay, lot of stuff going on today, a lot of news happening. The thing that really caught my eye was the Andrew McCabe interview that is going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday, but they had a teaser part of it on CBS Morning Show. Now, this may concern you. This may make you mad in a lot of different ways. One, that Scott Pelley is not asking kind of the right probing questions. He's letting a lot kind of fly here. But here's Andrew McCabe interview. And Trump could have been aided by the Russians. And he's the guy who opened up the investigation.
Former director is telling 60 Minutes why he launched investigations into President Trump. If you remember, Andrew McCabe was a career official at the Justice Department who oversaw the Bureau's investigations into Russia's election meddling and Hillary Clinton's emails. He took over as acting FBI director in May of 2017 after James Comey was fired. In his new book, The Threat, How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. McCabe describes extraordinary measures Justice Department officials took after Comey's firing. He says he was concerned about the president's possible ties to Russia.
Remember last March, about one day before McCabe was scheduled to retire, he was fired by then Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Justice Department accused McCabe of misleading investigators about sharing information with the media. Now, he denies any wrongdoing, but as a result of his firing, McCabe did not receive his full benefits and is considering a lawsuit. Well, now, in an interview with Scott Pelley for Sunday 60 Minutes, McCabe discussed a meeting with the president in the Oval Office just hours after Comey was fired.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
China's the most formidable.
No evidence of that.
Right.
Never produced any evidence of that. So he is sitting there after Comey is fired, talking to the president, and it's the guy who could have been put into office, he thinks, by Russia. This is so outrageous. And Scott Pelley, now he does kind of say, I was kind of amazed at all the things that were coming out of his mouth, but he never challenged him. Like, for example, a good question was, well, what evidence did you have of that? And part of it said, well, I can't talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation. That's probably what he's going to say.
Right, right.
Which is, in other words, he's lying. Okay, let's go in. And the Russian investigation started the next day after Comey was fired. Listen to this.
How long was it after that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
You wanted a documentary record.
That's right.
That those investigations had begun because you feared that they would be made to go away.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so it started out with Russian collusion. That was the original. Now he's saying that I did this piece of the investigation because I believe Russia had influence and helped Donald Trump get elected. No evidence of that now. No evidence. But this is absolutely incredible. He's not saying, okay, what's your evidence? What made you? He did it the very next day. And who does he talk to? Peter Strzok. Lisa Page,
who we know,
Jim Baker
had an axe to grind, and Jim Baker's the guy who essentially gave the goods up to Congress and fleshed out a lot of the facts we saw in the Strzok Page texts and emails.
This is incredible, and I will definitely be watching 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Yeah,
because this is absolutely incredible. I want to welcome a new listener to the show, Lillian, over in Auburn. Beaming in for the first time, Lillian, thanks so much for listening to the Dan Moore Show. Let's continue on with this next piece. Scott Pelley is going to be talking about McCabe. This is the Post interview. He's going to be talking to the panel sitting at the table about this. Listen to this.
The White House responded to the opening of that investigation, calling it a completely baseless investigation. But now we're hearing directly from McCabe as he tells his own story with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
This is fascinating to see what you've learned in this interview. He was a career FBI professional. This is the first time, however, that he's confirmed he opened that investigation. Why?
Well,
It was about 8 days in May in 2017, right after Jim Comey was fired. And McCabe describes a chaotic time, especially at the Justice Department, when questions are being asked whether Jim Comey was fired to obstruct the Russia investigation, and if so, is the president an agent of Russia? There were two investigations, Nora. One, a criminal investigation. The other, a counterintelligence investigation. McCabe told us that he had many reasons to open both of those investigations, and as we just heard him say, he wanted to get those investigations opened so that if he got fired right away, they wouldn't just disappear.
Okay. Now, think about this. Remember what happened is Comey was asked, why did you do the letter to the professor? Mm-hmm. And he said, so there would be a special counsel appointed. And then what Andy McCabe did is he did this and started talking about that I wanted something that was open that couldn't be closed. And you remember Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talking about the insurance policy.
Right.
And we need to get, while Andy is still acting, we need to get this going. That is the 8 days that is being discussed here. This is incredible. And I tell you, folks, Lillian's going, yeah, that does make me mad. I like that. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Yeah, this Andrew McKay thing. Ooh. Let's go to the phones and go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. You know, after hearing that, we've had 2 years of investigations on Donald Trump as Putin's puppet, and we have absolutely nothing to prove anything that Donald Trump has done anything wrong. But yet, we have Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign, who has paid for a dossier. We have already made those ties. We have Barack Obama mic'd up that didn't know he was mic'd up and making the comment to what was the prime minister or the president of Russia, telling him to get back to Putin, and after he gets reelected, then he can start working with them. And what do we have from CNN and MSNBC? We have crickets chirping. So for all you liberals out there that are listening right now, you really need to pay attention, because the Democrat Party and the arm of the Democrat Party, the media, are as crooked as the Democrats are, and they are not doing a service to the United States of America and telling us the truth.
I tell you one thing, Jason, is that this, when, in particular when you get this next two cuts here, this is very damning to me. I think this guy is an opportunist. He's selling a book. He's peddling a book. He's making crap up. And he's a known liar. He lied to the FBI, and he misled them. And he wanted to save his butt, and he didn't want Donald Trump to be president. He wanted to remove it. This, to me, is like an overthrow.
Well, you could take the word liar in the Webster Dictionary, and one of the definitions would be Democrat Party. Because that's all they are. The only thing they're concerned about is power and keeping power, and they will do whatever they have and destroy whoever they have simply for their power. And it doesn't, you know, your rights, your freedoms, our democratic republic be damned concerning their power. And it's just, something has to be done. These people need to be lined up and shot for treason.
Well, let me tell you something.
Thank goodness I'm not in power.
That's why I said this is either going to make you mad or you're going to be really disturbed by this whole thing, because this is such an abuse. I mean, what this guy did is he is looking at trying to overthrow government.
I want some tribunals set up, and I want some firing squads set up, and I am angry. I am very angry, because this is my country, these are my rights, my freedoms, and these people do not care. I am a pawn as far as they're concerned, and I love this country, and I want my children and my grandchildren to live in the greatest country that has ever existed, and the freedom and the ability to be who, you know, you want to be. It's your choice. Where else in the world do you have the freedoms that we have, and the blood that was spilled to assure those freedoms to us? And I do not take it lightly that these yahoos are trying to overthrow our democratically elected president, who is trying his best to make sure that we have these freedoms for our posterity. And I'm angry. I'm angry.
Jason, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it. I hope that was very cathartic for you, because you did a good job with your call. Let's continue on here. Now, he's going to be talking about the Comey firing and the 8 days afterwards. Let's listen in.
What did he say about friction in the White House after the firing of Comey?
Well, He tells the story, John, of the president repeatedly in meetings and phone calls trying to convince him, McCabe, that everyone at the FBI wanted Comey fired and that everyone was very happy about that. And McCabe talks about the interview, talks in the interview on 60 Minutes about him telling the president, no, sir, that's not what happened. I'm encountering people in the hallway who are in tears over the firing of Jim Comey. And he says it was at that point that he realized that if he hadn't burned the bridge with the president, he could certainly smell it smoking.
It's certainly a very candid conversation. I've only read an excerpt from the book, but he's speaking very candidly about his feelings for the president and his impression of the president. Was there anything in the interview that surprised you about what he was saying?
Gail, the most illuminating and surprising thing in the interview to me were these 8 days in May, when all of these things were happening behind the scenes that the American people really didn't know about. There were meetings at the Justice Department in which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to remove the president of the United States under the 25th Amendment. These were the 8 days from Comey's firing to the point that Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel. And the highest levels of American law enforcement were trying to figure out what to do with the president.
Okay. Now, when this was first reported, Bob Woodward, he said the cabinet were talking among themselves about invoking the 25th Amendment.
Right.
What McCabe is saying and said in the interview, basically, is that there were discussions among the highest levels in DOJ. Now, Jeff Sessions wasn't a part of that.
Right.
McCabe was a part of it. Jim Baker was a part of it. Lisa Page was a part of it. Peter Strzok was a part of it. Bruce Orr was a part of it. But I don't think Rosenstein was a part of it. So this is these guys talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. We're talking about the highest ranking parts of law enforcement trying to come up with a way to take the president out. That should scare the hell out of every one of you out there.
Yes.
This is absolutely amazing. The Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
A border security bill being voted on later today in Congress is being reviewed by the White House for any reasons President Trump shouldn't sign it.
The more than 1,000-page bill provides nearly $1.4 billion for 55 miles of physical barriers along the southern border. There's also money to hire additional immigration judges and new technology to detect opioids and other contraband. The bill also includes a 1.9% pay raise for civilian federal workers.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Amazon is dropping plans for a new headquarters in New York City.
The state and city were dangling tax breaks and subsidies to the tune of $3 billion. That drew anger and backlash from several local politicians, including freshman U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Amazon was pledging 25,000 high-paying jobs. It will proceed with planned new locations in Northern Virginia and Nashville, Tennessee.
It's Tom Graham in New York. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Now, they're going to go back to the 25th Amendment here, and but you're going to hear them say they didn't talk to any cabinet members, which was not what Bob Woodward said in his book. They were out there. And this is what is amazing to me. And when you listen to the things that are being said, and I cannot wait to see this interview, a lot of this are leaks that Andrew McCabe did.
Yep.
That he falsified something that was not true to get the narrative out there. And it became a kind of a circular argument.
Well, and for instance, I've always found any Woodward book, the one on Obama he did, the one he's done on all the presidents, those books are valuable, but you have to consider them, in my opinion, a low-resolution image. So imagine a photo you download online, folks, and you try to zoom in, and it gets blurrier and blurrier and starts to pixelate. The more detailed you get, and the detailed claims Woodward made were just not true. Some of the broad strokes were true. That there was discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment. But as Dan just said, it should disturb everyone that it's not the vice president thinking about it. It's not a cabinet member thinking about it. It's the top people in law enforcement right before the guy's even really being president. I mean, it's like he's just in office, and this is already a discussion.
Well, no, this is after he had been president, because this was right after the Comey firing.
Right, but it's a few months in, right?
Right, it's May.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's listen to the second part, next part here on the 25th Amendment. But no, the cabinet wasn't involved in this.
And I just want to put a finer point on that, because there has been reporting, but I don't believe there has been a source that went on the record to confirm that the 25th Amendment was discussed about removing the president. So McCabe is saying that that was discussed.
Absolutely. McCabe, Nora, as you point out, is the very first person involved in these meetings who has come out and spoken publicly.
That there was a discussion underway about removing the president of the United States.
They were counting noses. They were not asking cabinet members whether they would vote for or against removing the president, but they were speculating this person would be with us, that person would not be, and they were counting noses in that effort.
And this was not perceived to be a joke.
This was not perceived to be a joke. Mm-hmm. It was also said at a previous time that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, offered to wear a wire into the White House to record potentially incriminating conversations with the president. A statement was released after that that was never serious, it was sarcastic, etc. McCabe, in our interview, says no. It came up more than once, and it was so serious that he took it to the lawyers at the FBI to discuss it.
So, did he take it because it was so serious, or that he wanted it to be serious? And he wanted to get a check off from the attorneys, Jim Baker, at DOJ, Jim Baker,
who has spilled a lot of information.
And who also, his hands are not exactly clean in this whole thing.
No, and as far as Rosenstein is concerned, I still don't have a read on the guy. For instance, an interview that just came out with Dowd, who used to be the head of Trump's legal team for the first year of the Mueller probe, he said damning things about Rosenstein. He found Rosenstein to be way too aloof, and he did not like the man. And then when you get McCabe here saying, oh, he was serious. It makes you wonder, well, was he or was he joking? Was he playing both sides?
Well, exactly. I mean, McCabe is the one that launched the rumor that Rosenstein was going to get fired. I mean, McCabe has got dirty hands all over the place. Yes. And he's manipulating this stuff. He's the one that planted the stories that are in the dossier to try to make it so you could say, well, see, there's some information out there, and we're basically going to take information that we planted and use that as a reason for doing the investigation. I mean, this guy is dirty as it can be. Dirty as he can be. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Good. How close, if not so, would this be treasonous?
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like he was trying to overthrow the president to me without cause and using his office in a forceful way. And he said, he admitted in the interview that I wanted to make sure that this got started and it couldn't be erased.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the classic definition of treason. You know, I don't know how it wouldn't be considered as such.
Well, it certainly would be a palace coup or an attempt to overthrow.
It isn't treason technically aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States?
That's a good point.
So this could, I mean, it could be another sort of crime like a conspiracy of some sort or whatever.
Maybe it was McCabe and him acting in collusion with the Russians.
Yeah, well, that would be treason, but
that would have a sense of humor with it.
Because, you know, the Democrats were a whole lot closer tied to the Russians than Trump ever was.
Yeah, and particularly this group, they were using products from that had Russian origins to them.
Exactly.
Allegedly, but they were wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they would be, you know, closer to treason than Trump would.
This is so disturbing to me. I mean, if you think about all the players, and here McCabe is writing a book called The Threat, and he's the guy who's the threat.
Right.
He's saying Trump was the threat. He's the threat.
Right. But this is the classic Washington swamp protecting itself.
Yeah.
You know, trying to continue on with what, again, you know what I'm saying. The Washington elitist thinking they know what's best for the country than what the Constitution, judiciary branch, or the American citizens think.
Yeah, and what they basically did is they felt, in their opinion, Trump was not going to be good for America, so they needed to get rid of him. Because who's good for America? McCabe and Comey are good for America. I'm telling you, this is, if people do not go to jail for this, then the confidence within the FBI is going to be zero in the eyes of Dan Morris.
Yeah, that and the Justice Department, I think. You know, if it isn't prosecuted, which I hate to say it and be this cynical, but I don't think anybody's going to go to jail over this because you've got the media basically in collusion. You know, they're going to cover for them, and they're going to and the Democrats in Congress are going to tap it down and refuse to do anything about it.
But if you go, but here's the thing: is the means that the remedy for this is the U.S. attorney that's out in Utah, and getting the Horowitz Inspector General involved in this thing. They've got the power to impanel a grand jury and do something with this. I think what's happening is they are going to get a Mueller report, and the Mueller report isn't going to have anything in it, and then they're going to go. And boy, and we're going to get into this with the Democrats. They are going to be trying to do their own investigation because I think they know the Mueller investigation didn't go anywhere.
Right, right. So, well, hope for the best.
There you go. Plan for the worst.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we're not through here, boys and girls. Now we have, he's going to be talking about Rosenstein, and Pellet couldn't believe what McCabe was saying. Now, they're going to kind of ding Rosenstein here, and I think I've got an answer for you on this.
Mr. Rosenstein seems to deny that in a very carefully worded statement, though. It's very interesting how McCabe's version and Rod Rosenstein's version of that exchange.
Well, Rod Rosenstein says that he never authorized wearing a wire into the White House, right. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about discussing whether it was a possibility.
Did you have a hard time keeping your face on straight while you're talking to him? Because he really says some jaw-dropping things.
I did, Gail, silently say to myself during the interview, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
And it seemed as though he was trying to reinforce how surreal and abnormal all of this was. He'd never seen anything like this.
He'd been in the FBI his whole career. He'd wanted to be there since he was in law school. He rose, he had a sterling career, and became head of the prestigious Washington Field Office, the head of counterterrorism, and rose all the way to the number two position at the FBI. And this was, without a doubt, the most surreal moment he'd ever experienced.
But he's the one that created it. It wasn't that what something that was going on elsewhere was surreal. It's what they were doing was the surreal part. They were sitting there plotting and talking among themselves about the 25th Amendment. They're going through different cabinet officers and they say, do you think he would be with us? Do you think he would be with us? Think she would be with us? And going down. And that's basically what they were trying to do, is they were counting votes that they thought that they could get. And that is a plan. That is a plot. That is a plot.
And again, what is the evidence, whether you can produce it to the public or not?
Scott never asked that question.
Yeah, what is the evidence that, even if you can't produce it, say it right now, was there evidence that made you have this impetus, to have this passion to go and, what was the reason? What have you seen?
Well, think about this. If he had seen something that there was cooperation of Russia and Donald Trump, why didn't he give it to Bob Mueller when he was acting director? Right?
Right.
And so then this whole crap game will be over.
Yeah.
Which tells me there's nothing there. I mean, it's Atmos Razor. Just the most likely scenario is the scenario that happened. The easiest to believe, that's the one. And there was a group of people in a cabal that were trying to basically harm Donald Trump and help Hillary Clinton. And the Mueller factors, I mean, when I heard this, I was going like, I believe that Russia had aided Donald Trump. Okay, so if you believe that, what was your evidence? Or did you want to believe it? And if so, how much of that information did you give to Bob Mueller? Well, I can't talk about that. Well, whatever you gave to him, it should be a slam dunk that this Russia collusion stuff is for real. But the fact that there's nothing there tells me that he didn't have anything. Annette, Dan Marsh Show, welcome aboard.
As usual, very informative and common sense and to the point. You know, Trump committed the unpardonable sin. He took the crown away from Hillary. From then on, that moment on, the Democrats and liberals declared war on him. And am I still there?
You are.
Oh, thank you so much. I had to pull off the road, and I was hoping, okay. But anyway, and you know what I like about Trump? He's like, y'all are crazy. There ain't no collusion. And he keeps moving on. It's like, oh, whatever. You know, like a pesky mosquito. He keeps, and this makes them even angrier because they can't take him down. And he keeps working for us. And now what are we stuck with? Let me ask you something if I got a second.
Sure.
Where do these people, like Cortez and then that other one, she's a Muslim woman, and
Omar.
I can't remember her.
Omar.
Yeah. Where do they come from? I mean, I just don't understand it. We do not elect people to step into, as a freshman nonetheless, and say, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. No more cars, no more planes. I hope the really rich are listening to this. No more yachts, no more limos and all the fancy things that they work with. No more cows, no more burgers, no more steaks, no chicken. I mean, they're so loopy, guy. I just don't know. What is this? And the Democrat seems to say, something's wrong.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. They weren't talking, that kind of crazy talk, they weren't talking about that in the 2018 election.
I don't think so either.
And they, well, you know why? Because they would have been laughed out of town. The only reason that they're saying this now is they feel the freedom of it, and they're liked by a small group of people there. I think the Omar lady is going to get some backlash in Minnesota. My home office is in Minneapolis, and I talk to people there a lot. And we'll start talking about her, and they're kind of going, yep, that one isn't, they don't think that one's going to stick. If she keeps doing this kind of stuff, then they're not going to reelect her. There's not enough Muslims there to do that.
What's so sad, too, is the Democrats, the liberals, they're fostering so much hatred, and that people are picking up on, and so they follow them. It's like a thick fog in the air. Everything Trump does or says is comical. It's to be, you know, it just, he's demeaned in every way, and it's amazing. He just like, whatever, hey, I got a golf date. <You know? laughs> I love it. I love that part. Most of us, we could not stand that. How in the world could we ever, you know, we would just say, you know what, I'm done, keep it. But you're on point as usual, and I just love your show, and I'm so glad I got in. I pulled off the road to do that.
I appreciate that, Annette. You're wonderful to call in and enjoy my conversation with you.
I'm just so tired of seeing this. You know, do your job. You know, hey, Obama built a wall, too. He added on to the wall.
Yeah.
But now Trump, it's immoral. They get caught in their own lies or hysterics, you know, that they're so hypocritical.
Well, it's their narrative. You know, Trump is dumb. Trump is misogynist. Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it again today. Joe Scarborough said that Trump banned 1.5 billion Muslims from coming to the United States. No, he didn't. The two largest countries that are Muslim, he didn't ban those.
I know, I heard him the other day. He says, we all know Trump is racist, and I thought, we do?
Yeah, really?
Oh, my. Oh, I forgot, we're deplorable. Because we voted for him. But anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen to some more. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You have a great day. Cranky Rodney, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
This magic moment, so different and so until I kiss you, and then it happened.
272-9228, that's where we are.
It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too.
Let's go to the phones here.
By the look in your eyes.
Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Mr. Morris. Happy birthday to you.
You don't have the body for that.
Oh, you should never have, never will. Never have, don't now, never will. Hey, listen, that previous caller, she was right. It's not just the Democrats. You had some establishment Republicans that wasn't too happy with the new sheriff in town either. You know, they've been helping him out lately, but he met a lot of resistance on the front end. Not good at all. But I don't think we've ever had a president in this country that has met the negativity like he's had to meet. It's just awful.
Yeah. No, you've got the progressives, you have the liberals, and you have the media that are all against him.
Well, it's only going to get worse. I heard earlier today they were talking about the testing the algorithms and squashing conservative views on social media, practicing getting ready for the next election. And they will never rest until they get it off. They never will, and it's sickening. But that's all I got to say about that. I'm going to step aside. Thanks for getting me on the payroll. Y'all have a good day.
You have a great one yourself. News 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer. Give him a big thumbs up. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there.
Well, how are you today?
I'm fine. And did I hear correctly? Today's your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday to a young man. At least I get to tell a young man happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Even though I'm younger than you, but anyway.
Smack me around, huh?
All right. So let me see what my opinion is on all this and how I see this. All this chaos that you see from Schumer and the Democrats and everything and this, that, and the other, it's a little different because when you're looking outside the leaders of the parties, you're looking at all the Democrats and you're seeing what was going to happen if Hillary was in there. Now, they're not able to lasso this and roll it back. These nuts are still running around, and even Schumer and Pelosi can't control them. But this is what we was going to see when Hillary got in there. So where are we at now? With the other side now, I think that the leaders of the House and some of the Republicans, like, you know, we had some head for the hills, you know, Corker and some of the other ones. I think they knew that the boat had some holes in it and it was about to be set on fire. And I really believe that they have some incriminating stuff on these people. That's why they headed for the hills in advance time. Of course, we do have some Republicans out there that's doing this, too. But, you know, if anybody's not clear with that, after John McCain and Corker and some of the other ones, I mean, it's pretty clear. So, where do I think we are at today? I think, this is my opinion, that Jeff Sessions did a whole lot of stuff that people are going to find out in the future, the near future. I think he did a lot of stuff that was left behind because the end result of it, he thought best administration to get him out of there and let this other guy handle the final end of this. And I really believe that these people, the hostilities you see and the actions in their face, I still stand behind. That's why they went in and raided the, who was that they raided his house, the last one?
Roger Stone.
Yeah, I still believe that theory, that the reason why our new Attorney General did that is to set up a pattern of fairness for everyone. And when it starts on that side, there will be no complaints because the pattern has been set. And that's just what I believe. I think Trump is moving forward with this, and he's well ahead of them. And the Republicans, who are rhinos in the back, in disguise, and I think everybody's going to learn a lot more closer we get to the main presidential election. But I think that's where we are right now. And I know Trump's going to get it done. The wall's being built. Wall's being repaired. Remember, people, it's getting built. It's getting repaired. Before it's over, I believe him. He will finish it.
It's kind of interesting that William Barr was voted on, but the vote was 54 to 45.
Yes, okay. I do know that. And he gave his reasons. I know one Republican voted against him was Rand Paul. He said, though I normally very supportive of the president and the president's nominees, I can't in good conscience support Barr because of his stance on surveillance and the Fourth Amendment. I mean, Barr is open about he didn't think the Patriot Act went far enough. And so,
Wait, what?
Yeah, Barr thought the Patriot Act didn't go far enough. So that's why Rand Paul was a no.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, I really hate to say this, but you know, there's a lot of Republicans up there that we need to get rid of. And I think Trump's doing a good job on exposing them to the partial shutdown that we had. And I think a lot of people don't realize that Trump's putting these people on display to educate the American people, which... I've seen it with my own two eyes. A lot of people on disability and stuff won't buy that no more to shut down that they ain't getting their checks. They ain't going to buy it no more. They seen it. They lived it. So I think Trump is showing stuff to people, the American people. He's kind of acting the Democrats and the Republicans in Washington. He's doing his best to maneuver around them. And, hey, it's getting cleaner and cleaner in that swamp. I mean, it's still ugly, but it's cleaner than what it was. And give it to about another year. And watch how clean it's going to get. Just have faith in our judicial system until it falls out. If it falls out, then I'll turn south on it. But until then, I'm going to keep faith in the justice system, and I'm looking forward to see all of them perp walk and go to jail because I'm going to bust out the cake, candy, and ice cream, and I have a good old day.
Well, I'll tell you what we need. We need a cleanup on aisle three known as the FBI and DOJ. And I hope Horowitz and the U.S. attorney from Utah will get the job done.
Well, just since you said that, then you know what that reminds me of? Because I knew Attorney General, and I mean this well in a well way. It's a joke, but he does look like Mr. Clean. And he can clean some stuff up with them magic erasers.
There you go. I like those.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day. And look, go Trump and go USA.
There you go, baby. You have a great one.
All right.
Thanks. Newstalk 93.1. First hour in the can, heading to the top of the hour. Going to be back with more right after this. Everything.